Lead author Stephanie Whitmire with the Baruch Institute at Clemson University in South Carolina says they worked with the National Park Service to collect samples from 37 coastal beaches across the U.S. Whitmire says researchers were surprised by the findings.
There were some areas that were a lot higher, like the Apostle Islands, which actually had the highest load of microplastics of any of our sites. And then the next highest sites were in the Pacific Islands and Hawaii.
Liz Miner with the Large Lakes Observatory at the University of Minnesota in Duluth says they'll do sampling this summer to get a better idea of what's in the Apostles and Lake Superior.
Knowing what type it is can help us to predict, one, where it came from, and also where it's likely to end up many years from now.
Miner says they'll sample a dozen beach sites. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.